Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' purpose to fulfill the law, the importance of following God's moral commandments and teachings, surpassing the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus' fulfillment of the ceremonial laws, and striving to embrace Christ's teachings and let them shape our lives. Today's Bible verses are from Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 to 20. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away. Not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Now, let's talk about what Jesus meant when he said, "He didn't come to abolish the law or the prophets, but to fulfill them." Jesus wanted to emphasize that he wasn't here to do away with the law or the teachings of the prophets. Instead, he came to bring their true meaning to light and show us how to live them out. Jesus wanted us to understand that even the smallest detail of the law would remain until everything had been fulfilled. He wanted us to grasp the significance of God's commandments. So, he made it clear that anyone who breaks even the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be considered least in the kingdom of heaven. On the other hand, those who obey and teach these commandments will be called the greatest. It's important to note that Jesus challenged the people to go beyond superficial compliance with the law. He urged us to surpass the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, who were known for their strict adherence to the law. Jesus wanted us to understand that true righteousness comes from the heart, not just our outward actions. So, what does all of this mean for us as Christians today? Jesus was telling us that we should follow God's moral commandments, just as the law and the prophets taught. We're called to love our neighbors as ourselves, avoid stealing, refrain from bearing false witness, and all those good things. But here's the beautiful part. Because of Jesus, we're no longer bound by the ceremonial laws. Jesus fulfilled those laws through his life, death, and resurrection. We don't have to make animal sacrifices or go through ritual cleansing anymore. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice, and through him, we can have direct access to God. As followers of Jesus, we strive to let his teachings shape our attitudes, actions, and relationships. We aim to love God with all our hearts and love our neighbors as ourselves. This journey is a beautiful process of growing in faith and becoming more like Christ. So let's continue to embrace the moral commandments and teachings of Jesus while recognizing that he fulfilled the ceremonial laws. We want to live out God's perfect word, not only in our words, but also in our actions. Our goal is to let his love shine through us. Remember, it's all about living a life that reflects the transformative power of Jesus in us. As we continue to walk in his ways, we can experience the joy and fulfillment that come from following him. So, let's keep journeying together, seeking to be true disciples of Christ and letting his love and truth guide us every step of the way.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon us. As we come before you now, we humbly seek your guidance, your strength, and your wisdom. Grant us the courage to face the challenges that lie ahead, and the faith to trust in your plan for our lives. Fill our hearts with your love and compassion, that we may show kindness to others and spread your light in the world. Lord, we lift up to you all those who are suffering or in need. May your healing touch bring comfort to the sick, strength to the weary, and hope to the despairing. Help us to walk in obedience to your will, to live with integrity and compassion, and to honor you in all that we do. May our words and actions reflect your grace and truth to those around us. We thank you, Lord, for your constant presence in our lives and for the promise of your eternal love. In your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for sharing this time together, reflecting on the blessings we've received and the lessons we've learned. As we part ways, May you carry the warmth of gratitude in your heart and the light of wisdom in your mind. May blessings abound in your life, guiding your steps and filling your days with joy and fulfillment. Until we meet again, may peace be with you, and may you continue to shine brightly in the world. Goodbye, and may God's grace be upon you always.